An investigation is underway into the death of a rare species of whale in North Mayo just over a week ago. Experts believe an acoustic event underwater may have caused the true beaked whale to become beached on Kilcommon Backstrand on Sunday, July 27th. It's one of a number of strandings of deep diving species like this whale that have occurred along European coasts recently. We're joined now by Dr. Simon Barrow, Irish Whale and Dolphin Group Chief Executive and Lecturer at ATU Galway. Dr. Barrow, good morning to you. This is a desperately sad story because this whale and her calf were spotted as they got into trouble near Kilcommon Backstrand.
Yeah, I'll give you some context. I mean, true beaked whales are very rare. They're deep diving species. They live offshore. There's only been two confirmed sightings in Irish waters ever, and this with the 20th stranding since 1899. So they're very rare. So clearly to have an adult and its calf live stranded in Mayo is incredibly rare in Irish context. It did happen once before in May 2013. An adult female and calf died, and we recovered that for post-mortem. So it's an incredibly rare event. And the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group run the All-Ireland Stranding Scheme, so we kind of document these events and would share unusual information with colleagues elsewhere. So in itself, it's rare, but probably wouldn't raise any flags. But the day before, two sourbis beaked whales, another deep diving species, live stranded in the Netherlands, which is a long, long way from their normal range. And a few days before that, four northern bottlenose whales live stranded in Orkney in Scotland. So when you put them all together, it could just be a coincidence.
But you suspect it could be something else. It could be something else, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, typically when these deep diving species live strand, your first thought is it could be acoustic trauma. So you've got to remember, these species are deep divers. They'll go down to 1,000 or 2,000 meters on every dive. So they're designed to dive deep routinely. And often they're getting washed up with signs of the bends, which is an incredibly unusual thing. So it tends to be attributed to acoustic trauma when the animal has surfaced too fast, just like a diver would. This generally is then associated with typically naval exercises, because the Navy, not the Irish Navy now, would use a thing called an active sonar, which is the same frequency as the whales use to communicate. So they're incredibly sensitive to these frequencies. So we're not saying that's the case, but you know, when you have an unusual event over a wide geographical range, you kind of flag and thinking, like, what's going on? Is this just a coincidence, or is this indicative of something a little bit more sinister going on?
Just to return to the incident in North Mayo, it must have been very distressing for those who witnessed it. Could anything have been done to get that whale and her calf back out to sea before they became beached?
No, not at all. The stranding was reported as it happened by Angela Kelly and her friend Kathy, who were walking on the beach. And to be honest, this is a 5 metre whale. Might not sound too big, 15 foot, but they're very heavy. The logistics of refloating these whales are quite challenging. You need people. You need people who are trained. It can be quite dangerous. The calf actually refloated itself, but it was found literally a few days later on the other side of the bay. So it probably died fairly quickly. And that's probably a good thing, because with the adult mother dying, the calf would have starved to death. So better that it died faster than a slow death. And to be honest, It's a long way from where it should be. It's a long way from deep water. So even if you did refloat it, it probably wouldn't survive. It would probably just strand somewhere else.
Now, the investigation is underway. What does that consist of, and when will we have answers?
Well, Frank O'Connor from Dublin Zoo and Joseph Cassidy from UCD, the vet school, they went down to the site to see what they could tell from a post-mortem. Now, you've got to remember, most people are totally unfamiliar with the anatomy of whales in terms of experience. So this was Joseph's first whale, I think. And they would have done a full post-mortem to see, is there anything unusual that could indicate why it died? They recovered the head back to the UCD school. And what you can do with that, if you're able to, it's not an easy technique, is look at the inner ear. And you can look at damage to the hairs on the inner ear to see, was it acoustic trauma that caused that? Okay. But it's a difficult technique, which we haven't got much expertise in Ireland. So we might never know, to be honest. And we'll feed back to our colleagues in the Netherlands and Scotland to see, is there any consistencies in terms of the post-mortem examination across the three countries?
Okay. Dr. Simon Barrow, Chief Executive of the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, thank you very much.